Hello. My name is Leslie. Welcome to our podcast featuring excerpts from Dr. Ed's morning briefing, which is produced by our team at Yordani Research. Today's commentary is dated Wednesday, March 11, 2020, entitled All About Earnings. The first topic focuses on yesterday's earnings news. Jewel reports that fourth quarter 2019 data are now available for S&P 500 revenues and earnings per share. Let's review. Point number 1, revenues at record high. S&P 500 revenues per share rose 4.3% quarter over quarter to a new record high. That's the fastest such growth rate since second quarter 2018. The year-over-year growth rate accelerated to 6.8%. The fastest such growth since third quarter 2018. Last year's revenues growth rate was weaker than the rates of 2017 and 2018, but better than those from 2012 to 2014 and the energy recession years of 2015 and 2016. Due to COVID-19 and sharply lower oil prices, we expect revenues growth will be weaker in 2020 than last year before strengthening during 2021. Point number 2, earnings dip from third quarter. S&P 500 operating earnings, using Refinitiv data, edged down 0.3% quarter over quarter during fourth quarter, but rose 2.0% year over year. However, the quarterly operating earnings per share is down 1.5% from its record high in third quarter 2018. Point number 3, profit margin dips too. Joe and I calculate the S&P 500's operating profit margin using the operating earnings data series compiled by Refinitiv and divided by S&P's data for S&P 500 revenues. The quarterly profit margin rose to a then-record high of 10.9% during fourth quarter 2017, which was just before Trump's Tax Cut and Jobs Act (TCJA) took effect in first quarter 2018. It proceeded to rise over the following quarters, making a new record high of 12.5% during third quarter 2018. The following year, during fourth quarter 2019, the quarterly margin fell to a post-TCJA low of 11.3%, down from 11.9% in third quarter 2019, which still is higher than the pre-TCJA record high. The tax cut provided a permanent boost to the profit margin, i.e., permanent, as long as the TCJA remains in force. The recent dip in the profit margin may reflect rising cost pressures that cannot be passed through to prices or offset with productivity. The second topic focuses on S&P 500 sector's earnings stories. Now that we covered last year's slowdown in earnings growth for the S&P 500, let's slice and dice the data for the 11 sectors of the S&P 500. To do so, we also prefer to use the IBES data by Refinitiv for operating earnings. Admittedly, this dataset tends to be less conservative than the one compiled by S&P. That's because the former mostly reflects the adjusted operating numbers as reported by the companies and is widely followed by industry analysts. S&P prefers to have its own analysts determine what should be considered one-time extraordinary losses and gains. Here goes. Point number 1, fourth quarter to fourth quarter. See the print version of this morning briefing for the S&P 500 sector's year-over-year earnings growth rate derby, measuring from fourth quarter 2018 to fourth quarter 2019. Point number 2, 2019 versus 2018. See the print version of this morning briefing for the S&P 500 sector's full-year growth rates, comparing 2019 to 2018. It probably makes more sense to analyze the less volatile second set of growth rates, which provides clearer insight into 2019's slowdown in earnings growth, following the surge in 2018, due to the impact of the corporate tax cut. Point number 3, profit margins. 8 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors saw their profit margins decline year over year in 2019, based on the four-quarter trailing average. Utilities' profit margin rose to a record high in 2019, as real estate and consumer staples also improved from a year earlier. See the print version of this morning briefing for the sector's profit margins at the end of 2019 and 2018, from highest to lowest last year, based on the four-quarter trailing average. The third topic discusses our expectations for tomorrow's earnings headlines. Company managements are struggling to assess the impact of COVID-19 on their revenues and profits for 2020. Global economic growth is clearly slowing. While the U.S. economy is resilient, it might also be hit by the virus. The good news for many companies that use petroleum products is that oil prices have plunged recently. That's bad news for companies that supply energy products. On Monday, March 2, we cut our 2020 forecast for S&P 500 revenues growth to 2% from 5%, which was slightly faster than the longer-term 4% rate. We also lowered our 2020 earnings growth forecast to 0 from our previous estimate of 5.5%. We expect that the annual profit margin will remain flat year over year at 11.5%. Joe and I have found that the weekly series on forward revenues, earnings, and the profit margin all are great coincident indicators of their respective quarterly series. The weekly indicators for earnings and revenues are looking toppy after moving to record highs in January and February, but the profit margin has been edging lower since it peaked at a record high of 12.4% in September 2018. During the March 5-week, industry analysts continued to lower their consensus quarterly expectations for S&P 500 operating earnings for the first half of 2020, while keeping third quarter and fourth quarter relatively unchanged. They now see earnings falling 0.5% year-over-year during first quarter and rising just 3.9% during second quarter. They still expect the sun to shine in the second half of 2020. They estimate 8.7% during third quarter and 11.0% during fourth quarter. We're expecting worse results. A 5.5% drop in first quarter, an 8.0% decline in second quarter, and a return to positive growth in third quarter, 2.0%, and fourth quarter, 7.1%. We think the analysts have lots of catching up to do to the downside and will continue to lower their first quarter and second quarter estimates. Given the rapidly changing situation, however, they're more likely than not to miss the bullseye for both quarters by a wider mark this year. During the February 27 week, the industry analysts' consensus forecast for S&P 500 annual revenues per share growth during 2020 dropped to 4.6% after remaining at 4.8% to 4.9% since the start of this year. On the other hand, they've been getting more optimistic about next year, raising their consensus forecast from 4.9% to 5.1%. Analysts' consensus annual earnings growth forecast for this year has been cut from 8.9% to 7.1% during the February 27 week. They expect growth to improve to 11.7% next year. The analysts' consensus estimate for the 2020 profit margin has dropped only 0.1 percentage points since early this year to 11.8%, which is still up from 11.5% last year. Next year's forecast is also down 0.1 percentage point, but remains, too, high at 12.5%. The fourth topic is S&P 500 companies' dividends. Finally, the S&P 500 companies paid a record $483.6 billion in dividends last year. The dividend payout ratio, defined as the four-quarter sum of dividends divided by the four-quarter sum of aggregate operating earnings, rose to 37% in 2019, from 35% a year earlier. That's all for now. Thanks for listening today. Please see the hedge clause on our website www.yourdanny.com. Please let Dr. Ed know if I am doing a better job for you than Siri or Alexa. Have a great day.